Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to play this really quick. Pfizer CEO, by 2023, we will reduce the world population by 50%. I just need to play this for you really quick, and then I'm going to get Tim Brown online with me really quick to clear this one up. But, folks, pay attention carefully. Do you see any cuts in this video? Check it out.
That is really a fulfillment of a dream that we had together with my leadership team when we started in 19. The first week we
met. It may have been right there.
January of 19 in California, and to set up the goals for the next 5 years. And one of them was by 2023 we will reduce the number of people in the world by 50%. I think today this dream is becoming reality.
Okay. And, of course, you know, we're going to take them for face value and really hold them to their best intentions, which, in fact, if that's the case, you're a glutton for punishment, to say the least. But what I want to do is, I know I have Tim Brown up online with me. Are you there, Brother Tim?
I'm here, man.
Okay, so this is what I got, Tim, this morning. I thought you were a real Christian. No Christian would post things that are untrue. You have a responsibility to take it down and correct what is mistaken. Posting lies is not a Christian thing to do. Please take that article down. I sent you the link showing that Borla didn't say what Tim Brown has shown in the article. I'm not blaming him. Don't know who edited the video to take out that part where Borla said they were reducing the number of people who would not afford their medicine 50%. Please take this down and retract that article statement. I have great respect for you, so believe you will do the right thing. What say you to all this, Tim?
Well, I didn't see any cuts either, and I explained that to the audience. I believe it was yesterday morning, because I did want to correct it, and I went in. I even changed the title of the article. I left it up because there's other people who are going to see that, the video. And they're going to think like we did. I didn't see the cut there where they cut the part out, you know, in between world population by 50%. I mean, you just can't tell it.
Yeah.
So the blame falls on me. I should have dug out the whole video and put the whole thing up. I didn't do that.
Tim, really quick, I didn't pull you up here so you could take the blame for the information that you gave me. I got you up online because what we're doing is retracting this because both me and Tim had a conversation this morning concerning the content, and I'm not on the defensive with this at all. I mean, there is no, you know, I don't see the edit in it until I just watched it now where I may have seen it, where someone did, in fact, put this video together, and it is vital real information that we need to share with the people if it be true. Now, I know how you cross-examine all of the information that we put out there. So I don't really lay the fault at anybody in the sense of, look what you did, look how you did it. I can't even believe that you reported it. But what bothers me is when people would assume that. It was almost like some of these people were waiting for us to make the mistake so they could jump the gun and accuse us of something that was not made known to us during that time. So this isn't really an issue of a fault finding with me, Tim. It's an issue of just making right concerning the information that we shared with the people that we didn't know was incorrect until shortly thereafter.
Well, yeah, and that's sort of what I'm getting at, is that our intentions didn't have any maliciousness to it. We weren't trying to deceive anybody. We were just in, I was in error over that, and I shared it with you, and you played it based off of me sharing it with you. And so, you know, I wanted to correct that. So we left the thing up. I changed the title to reflect the entire quote he had. I put the video in there so people could see the full thing, but I did leave the other one in there just in case people run across that and they think that one was legitimate. At least we correct it. But one of the things that's interesting is for this guy at Pfizer, whether he actually said it or not, what's the actions of Pfizer? Do they come out to the people and they say, wait a minute, we were wrong, this is not safe and effective? Do the FDA come out and say, these shots are not safe and effective, the drugs are not safe and effective? No, they keep telling you they're safe and effective when they knew before they put them out through their studies, and that's what we're seeing in all these documents coming out, that it was killing people, that it was causing abortions in the womb, that it was causing problems with all kinds, just hundreds of problems from these shots. Did they do that? No. And everybody, you know, I had one guy saying, my wife and I's marriage is on the rocks for 19 years, and I show the video, and then she shows me wrong. This is despicable. And I just wrote to the guy, and I said, man, if your marriage is on the rocks, it ain't because of a video. You've got something else going on there. But some people were very kind, and they said, this isn't right. Here's the real video. And I tried to go down through and say, thank you for the correction. We made the correction on the video, the title, and the article.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative of people who will come behind me and say, hey, that's not right because this is the other. And I did that. I went down through there and did that, made the correction. But I wanted people to know, and I wanted you to know, and I share that with you in case you want to share your audience. You bring me on to kind of do that.
And I totally appreciate that, Tim. The point that I'm making here is for people to judge our heart as to why we gave the information. The information was given to protect you, not to hurt you. But if you look at the times throughout Scripture, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, it was the ones that told the truth that the people stoned to death, or they martyred them, they crucified them, they speared them through. The people didn't go deal with those that were lying to them. They dealt with the people that were actually telling them the truth. And it goes, friends, that, you know, nothing's changed under the sun. They praise the dead saints and they persecute the living ones. A mistake was made. This is probably, I can't even probably name how many mistakes have been made, Tim, over the last 17 years and how many years I've been working with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well as the radio that have been made. And if there has been error, we came out and corrected it right away. It's interesting, folks, if these people that are so apt to get one over on us concerning the information that we gave to protect you, which was an error that we are now correcting, if you're so apt to go out there after CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, I'll tell you what, maybe you could take some ground, but don't shoot the messenger. And that's kind of what came across on my end, is shooting the messenger for trying to protect the people. Tim, I thank you for that, but I do want you to tee this up for me, because right after this hard break, I have Ukrainians admit that they are fakes. Can you go ahead and tee this video up for us? You got about 10 seconds.
I don't even know what video you're
Ukrainians. The Ukrainians admit that they are fakes.
Oh gosh, that's an older one. I can't tee it up because it's right off the top of my head. I don't know what all is in the video.
Okay, cool. I'll tee it up. Tim, hold on with me. Going to take a quick. Nope, that's okay. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now that we got that out of the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to be showing you some things in just a couple minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. There we are. Subscribe to that page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There we are. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to show you this because we're talking about right now. By the way, the conversation that I had with Tim concerning that retract that we just gave you, the retraction, we wanted to let you know that we're just going to hold off on the Ukrainians saying that they were fakes, just to clarify, to make sure that it's solidified, it's solid information before we share it with you. So we're not going to show that right now, but I am showing you this. We have an attorney that just came forward and said Biden worked under the radar to give WHO more power, said a senior attorney, reports the Epoch Times. Now, this should come as no surprise, friends, because I've warned you about administrative law for a long time now. And administrative law is exactly what the governors have been doing and the mayors have been doing concerning their small business shutdown, trying to force you to wear a mask, so on and so forth. And again, I hope everybody understands how that all transitioned and how it transpired. What happened is when this alleged virus came out, concerning the pandemic over 2.5 years ago, the government took it upon themselves. Instead of being representatives of the people, they became representatives of a special interest group. And so what they did to basically put people in the gridlock, basically small businesses, they basically went after the businesses and they drove and they corralled traffic over to their corporate buddies. This we all know. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. You'll understand it perfectly. But what we also noticed is that the government stole money from the people that are working out there, the taxpayers. They gave the money to the businesses that remained open, and then the government played the dictator arbitrarily, or the despot, or the aristocrat, in the sense of being all high and mighty unto themselves, a law unto themselves. They came and told the businesses, this is what you're going to do. Now you're going to enforce our unlawful, unconstitutional edicts on your customers. And that's what many of them did. So do remember all of those businesses and corporations that went along with taking money from the government. I do want to remind all those people and those businesses that remained open, as did the churches, bend the knee to Caesar rather than the Christ. I do want you to remember where you got that money from. It's not like the governors of the states or the mayors of the cities across the United States wrote a check from their personal accounts. I do want you to remember that the money that they gave you, they stole from the taxpayers to use you to extort and to attack your own clients and or customers. If you haven't thought that through, I just did it for you. This is exactly how it worked out. This is exactly how they played the game, and the American people didn't pay attention. They paid no mind as to how it was working. And what they did in return, friends, is they obeyed the government rather than dealing with the tyrant governors. What did they do? They turned on their own customers, and that was all by design concerning the governors and mayors that were stealing money from us to give to you. And you took the bait. Many of you did. And to your own everlasting shame, you can tell your kids as to how you aggrandized wealth unto yourself by taking it from a governor that stole it from the people to oppress the people instead of actually play up to your customers as a good business owner should. That's why we support small businesses here, by the way. So anyways, with that said, I'm highlighting the fact right now, Biden worked under the radar to give who more power? Who does, let me say this so you don't have to learn the lesson twice, friends, okay? We already know that the governors, say it the federal judges and the state judges across the country, they've already told us over and over and over again that the medical industry, such as the NIH, such as the CDC, and of course the WHO, they do not have lawful authority to usurp the rights of the American people. And that's what's funny, by the way, just a side note here, that's what's so incredible to me, that big tech companies that have been illegally censoring free speech, it's interesting, between Facebook and YouTube, those are the ones that I know of, that it continuously shut down and censored our information. They were always making reference to what the WHO said rather than Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution had to say. So what they're telling you, friends, is that WHO, according to the senior attorney, that Biden, the one that's already committed the act of treason against the American people, who's doing it now once again, right? Go ahead and check out that of Luke 22:48. And if you want to go and check out the articles of impeachment, go online and you will find it, because it's there to find. And there is consequence for those that commit the act of treason. But, folks, the definition of treason is exactly what Joe Biden just did once again. He worked under the radar to give the WHO more power. Why? Why do you think? Folks, they're creating authority out of thin air. And where they're assuming this authority, you, the people, must rise up. And knowing what you're talking about, knowing the Word of God, knowing the Constitution and state statutes throughout the United States, are to hold them accountable for the act of treason. Because that's what they're committing here, friends, is the act of treason. And now we have a senior attorney telling us the same exact thing. They're working under the radar to take your sovereignty in giving it over to the WHO, which, by the way, is very telling, because what they're doing is forecasting another pandemic, just like the first one, right? They're forecasting another pandemic. They want to be in the position where they can now call the shots regardless of how it goes. Whatever they say goes, and if you try to stand against us, then what we're going to do is we're going to incriminate you. That's what they're doing. Okay? Listen, they're creating this authority, the WHO is, out of thin air. I want you to listen to this woman because this is outstanding information. It truly is. And it's coming from a foreigner once again because the Lord has to use foreigners to wake up the American people because the American people have lost the spirit that, gives them the, the intuition or the discernment within to know the difference. No, there's so many reprobates in this country that claim to be righteous and holy, yet they don't have the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord is using foreigners now to give us the information that I'm about ready to give you. Okay? I want you to listen carefully as to what she says, because right now we're talking about creating authority out of thin air. This is what Joe Biden's doing. This is what the state governors are helping tee up. This is what they're trying to do concerning the United Nations and handing over the WHO authority that cannot be transferred over to them. Read the Declaration of Independence, folks. Okay? They don't have the right to take our God-given rights and transfer them to somebody else. Again, that's the act of treason. But without further ado, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and play this audio video for you. And check this out. And again, you'll know right away as to where this is coming from. But the information is vital to you and all of you in this country, as well as of those that are listening in 53 different countries. Check this out.
Crises have taught us one thing, it is that international organizations are useless in a crisis. The United Nations has been unable to fulfill its primary function of stopping war. The World Trade Organization has been unable to protect world trade. Instead, sanctions have been applied against Russia. And the European Court of Human Rights was unable to protect even the most basic human rights against the onslaught of restrictions imposed since 2020, supposedly to fight the virus. So, if these international organizations cannot do what they were set up to do, what is the point of them? Now, in the wake of COVID, states around the world are planning to give even more power to an international organization. They are drawing up a new treaty which would give the World Health Organization special powers in any future pandemic. A draft text should be published in August, but it is already obvious what the goal is. It's to engineer a great reset, a world government based on climate hysteria and social control. So, apart from being useless, international organizations are also undemocratic. The World Health Organization is not elected and it cannot be held to account. Yet, it is proposed that it should decide and direct world policy on health. There's no citizen input into this new treaty, and you and I have nothing to say. Instead, the unelected European Commission is negotiating on behalf of the EU, even though Brussels has no...
The unelected are the ones that are calling the shots. Pay attention. This is the same thing with the Supreme Court, friends. They are unelected. Okay? Listen carefully.
Power over health policies. So, bureaucrats will once again be talking to bureaucrats about how to create more bureaucracy. Indeed, the World Health Organization is not even a proper international organization, but instead a semi-privately funded agency whose biggest source of income is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, a private organization. Who funds the WHO? Bill Gates. What did Bill Gates say? He wants to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. Okay, are we putting two to two together here, friends? I hope so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of Special Counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky, McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News. President Biden wants to see full employment and stable prices in the United States. Opening a White House meeting with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, Biden again calling soaring inflation a top priority. A bipartisan meeting is happening in hopes of finding common ground on gun reforms after a Texas school shooting left 19 students dead. It's led by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who wants to focus on the shortcomings of the federal background check system.
It wasn't the background check that failed. It was the failure of the authorities to have all the information, I think, that might have shed more light on the circumstances.
He's meeting today with Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. An assault weapon ban is reportedly not on the table. The meetings, which are expected to move through the week, will instead focus on background checks and red flag laws. The Senate and House are not in session this week. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we're doing. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to do it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we were just talking about how the fact that we have a senior attorney tell us that Biden is working under the radar to give who more power. Yes, it's been shot down, but you need to keep in mind, if you're going to tolerate these cunning devils to continuously undermine your God-given rights, you can rest assured they're going to do it under the guise of whatever may come their way. Remember, these are the people that said, never let a good crisis go to waste, and how many times have we found that they are the creators of the crisis, okay? So we need to stop them in their tracks. The WHO has no authority whatsoever. Joe Biden is committing the act of treason. We have a senior attorney again telling us this. We folks, the American people all the well know who the bad guys are. If you're going to sit back and allow these people to act as if that they're doing the right thing and you've deceived yourselves into believing so, well, then I guess we can all understand why Ben Franklin said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I'm just embarrassed for what you have defined out as wolves. That's what's embarrassing here. because, folks, this is about the most un-American thing I've ever seen or heard concerning the American people tolerating the crimes of a Joe Biden or even a Joe Biden in office. Because, you know, he's, as well as I do, friends, he's not there because the people voted him in. But you're tolerating it. I mean, I could go down to the gas station, have a conversation, say, hey, man, Joe Biden is just knocking out of the park. I'd probably get knocked over the head if I said that. And I'd ask him, well, what are you so mad about? Well, I never voted for him. Well, that's right. You didn't vote for him. And I just shared with you last week, friends, that they found that out of his 22 million followers, half of them were fake. Of course. He does not have no 11 million supporters. I can tell you that right now. But if you don't want to listen to me, you don't have to listen to me. Just keep going on with your bad self. And rest assured, Amos 6:3 is coming. Because it's coming to a lot of the front doors of the American people that are doing the same thing that many of you are doing. And what is that? Absolutely nothing. Trouble's coming because you tolerate it, really, is what it comes down to. Let's get back to this woman that is telling you that the United Nations and all these agencies that have been created, they're not doing the job that they were created for. Yeah, they're not doing their job. That's not why they were funded. They're not producing fruit as to why they were created. Okay? And then she's now telling us that the WHO, by the way, the guy, the head of the organization, he is a terror-tied individual. Of course. Because nobody else would do the things that he's willing to do. And what you need to understand is this woman is telling us that this private organization, the WHO, is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. And who is Bill and Melinda Gates? He's the one that said he wanted to depopulate the world's population by 3 billion. There's no way you can take that and twist it into something that he didn't plainly say, friends, because he plainly said it. Okay? Let's get back to this woman. She still has more to say that we need to listen to concerning the information to enlighten us all the more as to what in fact is happening on a global scale. Check it out.
Talking to bureaucrats about how to create more bureaucracy. Indeed, the World Health Organization is not even a proper international organization, but instead a semi-privately funded agency whose biggest source of income is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Plus, other private bodies like the Gavi Alliance, which Gates also funds. Now, this is the same Bill Gates who said that his investments in vaccines are the best investments he's ever made. He has made far more out of vaccines than out of Microsoft. And it is difficult to think of a more flagrant conflict of interest than to give a Gates-funded UN agency the power to enforce vaccines sold by, you guessed it, Bill Gates. But this is a textbook case of how power is drained away from individuals, families, and nations into obscure offices, themselves subject to plutocratic influence, destroying democracy, downgrading liberty, and reducing the variety
That's
of human
what it's
life
about.
To the dull uniformity of a Soviet-style world planning agency.
That's exactly right.
And the existing United Nations, of which...
Boy, did the American people owe Joe MacArthur a big apology. Remember back in the 50s, Joe was out there trying to wake up people? And the mainstream media attacked him and said he was on a witch hunt. Well, was Joe right? Yep, he was right.
But officials are allowed, encouraged even, to campaign for more UN power in the areas they work in. And this means that the UN, like the European Commission, is a one-way conveyor belt, inexorably sucking freedom and accountability out of the democratic domain and into the dark corridors of power, where these core values are smothered to death. Now, we are constantly being told about the virtues of diversity. But what about diversity in political choice? What was so dangerous about the response to COVID was precisely that governments all copied each other and did exactly the same thing. Any government which tried a different approach was ridiculed and berated. But if we forget the value of individual and collective freedom, we are doomed. Liberty is not dangerous, as people have been taught to believe since COVID. Liberty is a public good which should be promoted and cherished because it is a source of inventiveness and vitality. So instead of being given new powers, the World Health Organization, like so many other UN agencies, should instead simply be closed down.
That's it. It should be closed down. Yep. And this all coming from people in other countries that understand what America should be doing. That's just the truth of the matter. And I know people get mad at me for telling you the truth, but I'm not going to quit telling you the truth because it offends your little feelers. We are in the position that we are in today because we are not taking heed to the obvious truths and to the commandments that the Lord has given us. And again, I'm speaking to 86% of you that profess to be Christians. I said on Saturday, and I want to remind you, faith without works is dead. James 2:14-26. And I think of 1 Samuel 17. It's a great chapter. Read the whole thing. There's so much in there to chew on. Okay? It's interesting that when David went out, man, he ran to the fight because he seen what Saul in the said Christian community, or during that time, they were, you know, under the Torah, but under that, during that particular time, they were still commanded to do the right thing through Moses, and they failed to do it. They sat around like a bunch of diplomats fraternizing with a Goliath. And what did he do? Well, he just took it in. Was he prayed up? Yep, he was prayed up, and he was tried and true because he took out a lion and a bear while he was watching over the sheep cot. Okay? So when he went out to the field, he knew he was going to take him out, and he also knew that he wasn't going to sit there and play games with the establishment that everybody, I'm sure, was complaining about, the same way back then, the same way today. Okay? The establishment is the problem that you're having today. What did King David do in contrast to just sitting around and praying? Well, he picked up a rock, didn't he? He picked up a sling, didn't he? And he ran after Goliath. And he wasn't done after Goliath fell dead from the rock that sunk into his forehead. He took Goliath's sword and he took off Goliath's head. It's exactly lawfully what we need to do with the UN. In America, the UN is your baby. And it's interesting how many people complain about the UN. The only one advocating for the UN are your corrupt politicians that are, in fact, responsible for committing the act of treason. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. It is a big no-no. It is for you to be the law. It is for you to put a stop to this. And it's for you to stand up and say no and mean what you say. Speaking of which, okay, now we all know that everybody's talking about this mass shooting that took place in Texas there, and I said, don't rush to judgment. I said, just give it a little time, and if you give it a little time, you're going to start seeing things transition and evolve and transpire. Whatever word you want to use, it's all there in play, and it's correct and proper. But folks, there's a lot of flags literally that have gone up concerning what's going on here. On Saturday, I had took the time in highlighting and playing the videos from interviews of this sheriff. I'm telling you, friends, there's something not right about this sheriff in a big way. Tim had come out and showed interviews where two different dads were showing the same picture of the same little girl that was allegedly shot in that school. Okay? That wasn't just the beginning. We also found out that many of the sheriffs were arresting and tasing parents that wanted to break into the school to stop the shooting. We found out that the shooter was outside of the building for 12 minutes. And then somehow or another, a teacher, probably just instinctively thought they needed to open the door for one of their friends. And lo and behold, it was actually a shooter. But one of the teachers propped the door open. Before all of that, we found out that the shooter, right, allegedly posted a picture, of the weapons, the AR-15, the ones that the government wants to ban. He happens to take pictures of them and post them up online. Right after he posted that he was going to kill his grandma. I mean, folks, it gets weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. See, you always know when there's a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, because the mainstream media will throw at you 20 different versions of what really happened. Oh, and did I forget to tell you? We also found out that the sheriffs that didn't enter into the school building, they said that they didn't go in because they were afraid to get shot. And I equated that on Saturday's show to Columbine. And it's interesting that during that time, back in April 20th of 1999, Adolf Hitler's birthday, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into the school allegedly by themselves, not according to eyewitnesses, over 101 of them, of course, because it didn't fit the narrative. They just needed one or two, and that's why all the film was redacted. If you've seen the film on the shooting, it's redacted all over the place, and there's a reason for that. Just ask the eyewitnesses, because it doesn't line up at all with the mainstream media gave to you. But going back to the SWAT team members, did you know that there was over 300 SWAT team members outside of the school in Columbine? And you know why they said that they wouldn't enter into the school? They said they didn't know what they were up against. This school shooting that allegedly took place in Texas, you know what they said? They didn't want to get shot. But we found out that the sheriffs actually entered in to save their own kids. I'm not making this up. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, just riding off and segueing into my thought, line upon line, precept upon precept. You know, it's interesting because the mainstream media loves to highlight, and you heard it during the break, these assault rifles, right? These military-style assault rifles. Wait a second. They're not supposed to outpower us, number one. Why would we vote in favor of giving more power over to our military than ourselves? Isn't that why we have the National Guard? I don't know. Is that just me, or am I crazy? It's just ridiculous. If you pay attention, again, there's some people out there that are so brainwashed when they hear assault rifle. Ooh, Really? What's those assault rifles that your government puts into the arms of your dads and your grandpas and your uncles and also your cousins and your neighbors to go fight unconstitutional wars, right? And then when they go over and fight unconstitutional wars and put up a military presence in countries illegally as they police the world, then they come back home and then your government attacks them. See how that works? If it works for them, it's good. If not, then you know what? No, we need to disarm them people. We need to label them mentally ill. Sound good? Sound familiar, friends? This is craziness. Let's go back to this shooter. I brought this up on Saturday, and I want to bring it up to you today. Does this mass murder, allegedly, okay, does this alleged mass murder that went into the school and shot it up, okay, does he represent the law-abiding gun owner? Let me ask you the question again. Does this alleged mass murder, the one that did the school shooting, does he represent law-abiding gun owners? Then I have a question for you, as you hopefully said, absolutely not. Then why are corrupt politicians attacking law abiders? Why are the American people allowing corrupt politicians to undermine their Second Amendment by creating gun-free zones, right? Which, by the way, we need to hold all the politicians that have been responsible for creating these illegal, undermining policies that create something called gun-free zones, which, by the way, makes children soft targets. I mean, as if to suggest it's not a green light for the bad guys, because it is. We need to hold those politicians accountable for the death of the innocent. We do, seriously. Lawfully, that's exactly right. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But notice that they equate the mass murderers, the law breakers, to the law abiders. Isn't that interesting? I want you to listen to Xander Spooner. This is what he said. To ban guns because the criminals use them is to tell the law abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Is that right? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Over and over again, after mass shootings that take place, Americans sit back and watch their said representatives congregate, in direct contrast, by the way, to what it is that our forefathers established, to what? To further attack their God-given rights, namely the right to bear arms. I've said this twice, and I'm going to say it three times. We had Nugent on last month. And I honestly believe that there's nobody better than Nugent when it comes to the Second Amendment. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything with Nugent, but I'll tell you what, folks, he is excellent when it comes to the Second Amendment. And when he said that he does not need to ask the government for a piece of paper concerning the rights that God gave him, he's exactly right. There's not one piece of what they call gun legislation that's constitutionally justifiable. Not one piece. It's all unlawful. By the way, read Luke 11, 21 and 22. And read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, there's only one reason a politician would aim to disarm. And for no other reason. And I know what you're all saying, and you're all right. Because they want gun control. Right? Well, they want gun control because, friends, they want the control. And if you want to go ahead and check that history, go to 1 Samuel 13:22. See, the truth of the matter lies in the face of the law that not one piece of what they call gun legislation, as I said, is legal. We have rights, friends. Get this in your head, in your heart. God gave us rights. John F. Kennedy said back in the 1960s, before he was assassinated, friends, he said, think not that our rights come from the generosity of the state. That's an evolutionary view of government. He said, think not that our rights come from the state. They come not from the state, but from the hand of God. That's right. Our rights come from God. Those that serve we the people, we delegate authority. We entrust unto them authorities that God gave us concerning our rights to what? Represent we the people, the governed. That's proper understanding of who we are and the government government institution that God himself ordained. Exodus 18:25. Common law, the Torah, right? Let me ask you again, does the lawbreaker represent the law abiders? Does the lawbreaker represent the law abiders? Of course not. No more than the corrupt politicians represent the law that they are to uphold if they are calling for more legislation to undermine, friends, the law abiders. Just think about that. So this just took place in Texas, allegedly, right? And as this allegedly took place, the first thing that the corrupt in our government, our said representatives do, what's the first thing they do? They want more gun control. I was just talking to Tim Brown this morning, and he had shared with me some video during our conversation that he had seen after January 6th or during January 6th. And he said it was interesting that when basically the congressman, and I can't put words into Tim's mouth, and I'm not going to do that, but he said that he's seen many of the people that were in Congress pull out their right to bear arms to defend themselves. I can't reiterate this point enough. Isn't it interesting, those that want to disarm you through more illegal legislation, which is a contradiction within itself, it's interesting that they are doing so with armed security detail. So what they're saying, friends, is it applies to you, but it doesn't apply to me. No, you got it backwards, and it's for us, the American people, to set that record straight, because they're not going to correct themselves, as we all know. Hey, folks, let me say this. It's not us against them, right? Because they are an extension of who we are. If we don't correct ourselves, we're not going to correct them. That's called repentance, right? Mark 1:17, Acts 2:38, going back to Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3:2. The sign of repentance is correcting yourself first and foremost, and bringing forth the fruits thereof is correcting those that represent we the people. Okay? Remember, blessed is the nation whose Lord is God? Psalm 33:12. That's how that works. Okay? So don't expect somebody else to do the right thing and play the man if you're not willing to first do it for yourself. Things don't change that way. Just a side note. But again, I want you to think about this. The lawbreakers don't represent the law abiders, but they always use the lawbreakers as somewhat of an excuse to undermine the law abiders. Good government doesn't do that. Corrupt government does that. Let me say that again. The lawbreaker does not represent the law abider. And good government does not seek to undermine the law abider. He seeks to work hand in glove with the law abider. Not to undermine the law abider, because at the end of the day, he would thereby, friends, I want to say it in such a fashion that you understand that he doesn't understand that he is undermining himself in the process. He's weakening himself in the process, and he cares not for good government. He's there in aiding bad government to further enslave not just you, but also himself at the end of the day. Read Psalm 94, verse 20, okay? So the lawbreaker does not represent the law abider, but this is all we hear from the mainstream media. Get these talking points out there, and you'll see them out there more, but I promise you right now, these talking points are not out there right now. I mean, the truth of the matter is that to blame guns for mass murder is like blaming spoons for people being overweight. That is absolutely ridiculous. A biblical question. When Cain killed Abel, did the Lord blame the weapon used, or did he lay the consequence to Cain? That's all we need right there. Cain was held responsible for making the choice to kill Abel, friends, Deuteronomy 30:19. And if you want to see the story for yourself, the historical account, go to Genesis 4, 8 through 13. You'll see that the Lord held Cain accountable for the crimes committed against Abel. I mean, we got to get our thought life in process, and the only way to do that is to have the mind of Christ, friends. You do not accuse the innocent for which the guilty are responsible, and this is exactly what the mainstream media wants you to believe. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.